we set a standard for how we feel like it should be going forward. You know, we're gonna have to earn it though. It's not gonna just show up and have it. You know, where we finish this year. You know, we got to go out there and earn it each week. You know, but this team is special.
Can you maintain a standard like that? 8 defensive touchdowns.
I mean, that's the goal. You know, we're going to prepare for it like we did this year. And we know that hard work pays off.
How long will it take you to look back at the season, and how long before you start looking forward?
Oh, man. I reflect a little bit, you know, you know, it's going to be hard. This is definitely going to stick with me until we play a game again, you know, so I wait till September. You know, this will hurt all offseason, but, you know, I'm going to look forward right away, you know. But I think it's a combination of going back, you know, and learning from it, figuring out what we did good, and then trying to use that going forward.
You talked about how important what you did as far as getting guys together in the offseason was for laying the foundation for this, you know, tight locker room. Do you do the same thing coming up?
I feel like it'll be easier this time around, you know. We're going to spend time together, you know, and grow. You know, we're just a lot of guys talking about, like, you know, working out plans and stuff like that, you know. But the team that spends time together, you know, you built that bond, you care about each other, and it just makes the team so much stronger.
Doug talked about his expectation that every year you have to start from the beginning. That being said, you guys have kind of created this culture here. Will it be easier to kind of kickstart things when you get back in because of the success you had on the field and the way things were?
Easy is not the word you look for here. You know, I think what it is that, you know, there's an understanding. You know, you understand what it takes. You know, so I think that mindset, you kind of already know going forward. It's going to be hard work, you know, and that's what got us here. You know, I mean, there's no, you know, ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, the hard work is what made the difference. You know, we know that you got to start back from zero. You don't get to go back into the AFC Championship, you know, at the beginning of next year. You have to go out and earn it each and every day.
And for guys who come in here, draft or free agency, I mean, they're coming into a different kind of locker room, a different kind of culture maybe than you did when you signed. I mean, how will their experience be different than yours was?
Really, just as long as they're willing to put their hand in the pile and put work in, you know, it's going to be fun. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I've, you know, our front office, they obviously have done a great job the last couple of years. And so I continue to, you know, expect, you know, for them to, you know, do another great job and bring in the guys that are going to, you know, add value to the locker room, you know. And, you know, it's just sad because the team's always going to look different, you know. I mean, the team's never going to look the same. So this group of guys, you know, we're never going to be able to play again together, you know. And, you know, guys are going to, you know, leave. Some guys are, new guys are going to come, you know, and that's just the nature of the business, you know. But, you know, hopefully next year's team, you know, will be even better, even stronger.